This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Back to our series about the retail jobs shock. One headline this morning is Sears to close 103 Kmart and Sears stores, with an estimated 12,000 retail stores closing this year amid online sales, which grew by 16% in the past year. What happens to the retail workers? Amazon et al. Have created tens of thousands of jobs at what are called fulfillment centers, picking and packing online orders. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at whether those jobs are a good fit for the laid-off retail workers.
In an office park in Burlington, New Jersey, there is a warehouse operated by Radial, a company that packs online orders for retailers, in this case, a cosmetics company. It's a big building, about the size of 7 football fields, and it's busy with more than 100 workers grabbing products from plastic bins, packing them into boxes, and sliding them onto conveyor belts to be shipped. I came to ask these workers a question. Where do you work before this? There's 21-year-old Kate Lee Sosa.
I used to work at a dry cleaner's.
27-year-old Daniel Puder.
I was a logistics broker.
72-year-old Sam Vasvikian.
At 22 years in Quickie Manufacturing Corporation, I was a warehouse manager.
You get the point. They haven't been selling shoes at the mall. Employment at U.S. retail stores dropped by 0.3%, or almost 44,000 jobs during the past year. But the warehousing industry has almost made up the difference, growing by more than 2.5%, or nearly 35,000 jobs. Andrew Flowers is an economist with the job site Indeed.com.
It seems like an obvious transition, right? That like if I work at a mom and pop general department store in a town and it closes, why can't I, you know, go get a job at the Amazon fulfillment center?
But Flowers says Indeed tracked the search patterns of millions of brick and mortar retail sales workers this year. They're clicking on job postings in customer service, at call centers, and in retail, but generally not at warehouses. Ellen Davis at the National Retail Federation says the jobs require different skills.
Someone who has worked at a retail store as a cashier or in sales will likely have deep experience in customer service, relating with people, handling conflict.
Working at a fulfillment center tends to be solitary and also physical. You may have to lift heavy boxes or operate machinery. Working in a warehouse can pay better than retail, on average about $16 an hour for stock clerks compared to $12 an hour for retail sales workers. Radial eventually came up with the name of a worker who'd made the switch, 26-year-old Samantha McQuagan. She quit her job at Party City in May to work at Radial's Burlington Fulfillment Center. She'd been in retail for 10 years and says her schedule was all over the place. Now it's consistent.
I like knowing that I'm going to be able to get home by a certain time. I like having weekends to myself.
And she admits there's another upside to working at a fulfillment center. No more dealing with problem customers. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.